2. Back to Otero, and the Indians are now up 3-1, and one win away. A 7-2 win here in Game 4.
Now just everybody sit back. Get your vision goggles on. Just think about the future. Put some belief in your heart, Cub fan. You visualize it, and you see it, and you think, won't it be cool when?
Won't it be cool tonight when there's a dramatic throwout on that second base, and we can fly the big W tonight, huh?
Here he goes. Throw by Ross. He is in time, and over. Dan Ross ends the top of the sixth.
There's more baseball to play. Do something today that your future self will thank you for.
That's right.
First and third with two out. Nate Gwynn to his left. Chisholm home. Neither one gets it. One run scores. Here comes Zobrist. And a big misplay out in right center. It's 3-0.
We get a high fly ball. This one's hit a long way. Left center field. That's a grand slam. Russell blows it open. He's got 6 RBIs, and it's 7-0 Cubs here in the third.
What's your vision, my man? Won't it be cool when?
Gentlemen, yes. Wouldn't it be cool when Baez and all the young Cubs have as many rings as the young Blackhawks?
Oh, Joe.
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 Baez leads off the inning and swings and hits a fly ball deep right center and gone. Baez on the first pitch of the inning takes Kluber deep.
Won't it be cool when Lester shuts him out and silences Cleveland Stadium?
Here we go with a Lester in the fifth inning is what I'm trying to say, and then he throws like 4 scoreless, and we close out the Indians in Game 7.
A strikeout ends the inning. Lester pumped up, and you know they are back in Chicago as Game 7 goes to the 8th.
And a swing and a ground ball past Ramirez down the left field line. In to score is Almora. On his way to third is Rizzo, leaping at second base is Zobrist. And the RBI double has given the Cubs a 7-6 lead.
Wouldn't it be cool when they plan their trip to the White House to meet President Obama to be received as the World Series champion?
Absolutely, and then we can hand the president a Cub hat, right?
Yes.
Put that on there. One of his last acts in office will be wearing a Cub hat.
Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play.
Envision this. We are going to have the World Series Championship Cub parade down Michigan Avenue that is going to make the Blackhawks Championship parade look like a tea party!
Cubs manager Joe Maddon hoisting the World Series trophy for the estimated 5 million fans at the parade and rally.
Welcome to Cubstock 2016. Look at this thing.
This goes a little above and beyond, I think, but won't it be cool when we look back at this World Series victory as the first of a three-peat?